Hello, and welcome to the Heaven Bound Podcast. My name is Jason Harden. We are opening the Bible in search of fuel for your spiritual journey. This is where we talk about life, the way it was meant to be, and what it means to be a disciple of Jesus in the 21st century. I appreciate you joining me on the journey today. I'm flying solo again today. We'll have Roger back, Lord willing, this next week to kick off the week with a Jumpstart Rewind on Monday. But it's my privilege to ask you, if you've got a Bible handy, to open it with me back to 1 Peter chapter 5, nearly at the end of your Bible. This is part 3 of a 4-part series that we called When You Start to Worry. Can you relate to that here in the first month of 2021? What do you do when you start to worry? We've suggested 4 words from Scripture, 1 word for each part of this series. Part 1, we went back to the Gospel of Matthew 6. When you start to worry, look. Do you remember how Jesus, in his Sermon on the Mount, encouraged his disciples to look at the birds of the air, how they neither toil nor spin, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them? Aren't you of more value than a bunch of sparrows? When you start to worry, look. Look at the lilies of the field. They neither toil nor spin, and yet Solomon, the great King Solomon, in all of his splendor and glory, was not arrayed like these flowers that we see just for a little while among the grasses of the field. If God clothes them, won't he clothe you? When you start to worry, look. That was part 1. Last Friday, when you start to worry, lift. Look and then lift. That took us back to Philippians chapter 4, where the Holy Spirit of God leads the Apostle Paul to tell Christians, don't be anxious about anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. When you start to worry, look around you and lift your heart up in prayer. Realize that life is bigger than so many of the things we tend to worry about on a day-to-day basis. And being anxious about things that I can't control doesn't somehow produce control in my hands. No, this is maybe more of an indicator than I might initially recognize, an indicator about the health and the source of my faith. Get in sync with my Father in heaven. That's what I need to do when I'm struggling with anxiousness. Anxiousness, maybe, that is more a symptom of being in sync with the world than with my Father who is in heaven. This all leads us to word number 3. When you start to worry, number 1, look. Number 2, lift. And number 3, cast. I love that word. It comes from 1 Peter chapter 5. And if you've got a Bible open, you can begin reading with me in verse 6. 1 Peter 5, verse 6. Scripture tells us, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. What a great statement to reflect on here as we kick off a new God-given weekend. When you start to worry, look, lift, and cast. I want to think with you through that 1 Peter 5 passage and emphasize to you, first of all, that casting your anxiety on God isn't simply a separate thing to do after you humble yourself. We heard that in verse 6. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. But I would encourage you not to think of this as, okay, step one, I've got to humble myself, and then step two, I've got to cast my anxieties on God. No, at least as far as I can read my own heart and my own experience, casting is something that I need to do in order to humble myself. Is there any part of you that resonates with that, where life is not going great, but you're not going to acknowledge that it's going not all that great? Somebody asks you how you're doing, and you just knee-jerk, reflexively say, I'm fine. I'm fine. Somebody asks what's wrong. Nothing's wrong. I'm fine. I've got this. I just have to pull myself up a little higher and a little tighter by my bootstraps, and I can manage this. And the truth is, I can't always manage things on my own. Rather than looking at this as a series of steps, what if we looked at casting our anxieties on God as a part of humbling ourselves, or something that we do in the process of humbling ourselves? That's really where this little series has been going. Our Heavenly Father knows what He's talking about. He's calling us to look to Him, not because He needs attention, but because looking, that's good for us. It puts our temporary problems and very fleeting anxieties in their proper perspective, lifting up our hearts in prayer. God's not telling us to do that because somehow He needs that. We fill a void that He experiences. No, lifting up our hearts in prayer is good for us. Our Heavenly Father knows what He's talking about. He knows that really we only have two options. Option number one is, well, I can carry my own cares and maybe be crushed by them. Or option number two, I can cast my cares on Him and enjoy the peace that surpasses all human understanding. Do you remember reading that from Philippians chapter 4 last weekend? Philippians 4 and verse 7. If I am willing to look and to lift the peace of God, listen to this promise, the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. What I want you to see is, I think we're being shown in 1 Peter 5, a God-breathed link between casting my anxieties and humbling myself. But what about this interesting verb, cast? Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time He may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on Him. He is the main character here. He is the one who is receiving the casting. And so I need to remember who the main character is. That's God. humble yourselves under his mighty hand so that he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him. Maybe one of the reasons that I'm struggling with a great deal of anxiety is because I'm still trying to live as the hero, the main character of my own story, and I was never created or intended to be such. The main character is God, and he is inviting me to cast my anxieties on him. It's interesting to me that that word in the original language of Scripture occurs only one other time in the New Testament. You might remember the scene from the Gospel of Luke chapter 19. It's at the triumphant entry of Jesus into the city of Jerusalem, and there are disciples of Jesus that have secured a donkey for Jesus to ride into the city on. And Luke 19:35 tells us they brought it to Jesus and throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. There's our word. When these disciples throw their cloaks over the back of this donkey, that is the same word that Peter uses here in 1 Peter 5 that we have translated cast. Think about having a big cloak and maybe rearing back a little, having it over your shoulder and then throwing it, the bulk of it over the back of a tall horse or colt of a donkey. That's what we are being invited to do here in 1 Peter 5 with our anxieties. And we cast them on God, the God who acts for his own. Maybe you're driving or you're on a treadmill and you can't open a Bible, but you can listen carefully to these beautiful descriptions of God. First of all, from Isaiah chapter 64 and verse 4, where we are told of this God, from of old no one has heard or perceived by the ear, no eye has seen a God besides you who acts for those who wait for him. Peter is encouraging us in 1 Peter 5 to wait for the Lord. That's not a new encouragement. All the way back in Isaiah 64, wait for the Lord. Wait for the God who acts for those who wait for him. Or in Isaiah 46, verses 3 and 4, he invites, listen to me, O house of Jacob, all the remnants of the house of Israel who have been born by me from before your birth, carried from the womb even to your old age. I am he, and to gray hairs I will carry you. I have made and I will bear. I will carry and I will save. This is the God to whom we are being invited. Pray, lift your hearts up to him. Cast your anxieties on him. Again, this is not a new concept. All the way back in Psalm 55, verse 22, cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. Or perhaps most famously, words of Jesus, the Son of God himself, in Matthew 11, verse 28, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden. Think about that last couple of words. Heavy laden, weighed down by all of these worries and anxieties. Jesus isn't telling us to to buck up and just get stronger and try harder? He's inviting us. Look, you might not be able to lift all of the weights of the burdens of this life, but you can lift your heart in prayer to God through me. And as you do, I will help you cast your anxieties on him. Come to me and I will give you rest. Burden bearing demonstrates his power. And that's really what I would encourage you to think about as we head into this weekend. In a culture, a society, in a season, in an era of human history where we will be told over and over and over again, you're on your own, but you've got this, you can do this, you build your own persona in front of people, in person, most certainly on social media, you make sure you come across as always being strong enough and smart enough and good enough. God is telling us you've got it all upside down. Burden bearing demonstrates my power. It puts me in a class by myself, the class where I have been rightfully all along the way. Sometimes your vision just gets cloudy. Sometimes my vision gets blurry. And God is inviting me in 1 Peter chapter 5 to see clearly. Now, this is going to involve trusting him, trusting in the language of 1 Peter 5 and verse 7, he cares for me, trusting his timing. We heard that in 1 Peter 5 verse 6, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God so that at the proper time he may exalt you, which is why this little four-part series will wrap up, Lord willing, next Friday by talking about that word trust. When you start to worry, look, lift, cast, and we'll wrap it up next Friday with trust. Thank you so much for joining me today, for listening to the Heaven Bound podcast. I hope that it has helped you set your mind on things above and given you a little more fuel for the journey. Most certainly, we learn from 1 Peter chapter 5, and I would encourage you to take with you into this weekend and always remember, when you're walking with Jesus, you're heaven bound, and the best is yet to come.